And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the studio here with the one and only Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Hang on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to be a wild show. He is world famous for putting on one heck of a show, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we better be wearing your hard hat today.
Yeah, dude. Indeed. Hey, Captain Dave Hansen, boy, Corey, after yesterday's great show, which we'll talk about a little bit.
What a crazy show. A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And you talk about fun. We're going to have some fun with Captain Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for letting me be here today.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. And how about this fishing, huh?
Here we are, middle of December, and we got yellowtail in the fish count. Really good rockfish fishing. The weather's going to clear up here next week. It's going to start getting really nice again. I don't think all that yellowfin, like Frank was saying yesterday, I don't think it's left. I think it's here. It's just about getting some boats out there and start looking around again. I mean,
what about the bluefin?
But the bluefin probably are still at Clemente. We just got no coverage.
Yeah.
Just people are putting their poles away and getting ready to buy some Christmas presents. But, hey, I believe there's still plenty of good fishing to be had. And, plus, the rockfish fishing's really good right now. And with the cool weather that we're going to have coming up next week, I think you just need to get back out there one more shot at something that's out there. You guys got to go look around, get on a sport boat, go spend a couple days looking around, and you guys will probably find something to catch. It's going to be historic to catch it in December, in the middle of December.
No doubt. Well, here we are in December, but even if the tuna do swim away, which I think we're not done with them. I really believe that they're still around. We've got calico bass, right, Corey?
Absolutely.
We've got yellowtail. We've got sea bass. We've got lobster. We've got rockfish until December 31st, and then we slide over the border and can do it year-round.
Yep.
There's still a lot to catch.
And then look at this fishery that just exposed itself.
The
swordfish fishery.
The swordfish
fishery,
yeah.
Anything that floats right now, it's like Jaws. Anything that floats, they're out there trying to catch a swordfish on. It could be on a 9-foot dinghy or a 60-foot yacht. But they're doing it.
What are your feelings? I mean, do you think that was always here?
Yeah, I believe that it was always here. They just cracked the code.
Yeah.
And now you have so many people doing it. You know, what was it, 4 years ago, we took R.J. Boyle from the East Coast out on the Wild and Sack with us, and he showed us the fishery and the buoy set and all that stuff.
It's what they do on the East Coast,
correct,
that whole deal.
The same exact way that they're doing it there. But then when they opened up that buoy gear fishing here, and then everybody got exposed to the fact that there is a pretty big area of fish out here in our zone, then everybody was like, oh, they are eating baits here at 800 feet down or 1,000 feet.
But I think the difference of what they're doing on the East Coast, I mean, from what I kind of gathered, right, is that they fish them on the bottom. Like, literally, they let their bait hit the bottom, and that's what they were trying here the last handful of years.
And then they learned that it's on the DSL.
And what's the DSL?
Yeah, explain that to me.
Deep scatter layer, which is like when you're on your fish finder, your pedometer, what we like to call a fish finder, and you're looking at your screen, and you're looking down at the bottom in 3,000 feet of water. Somewhere between that 3,000 and, say, 800 feet, there's going to be a layer of stuff that almost looks like bait. It looks like a haze almost on your screen. It'll be probably 100 feet, 200 feet of this scattered layer. That swordfish will be in that scattered layer because that's like where the food condensed at. There's a bunch of bait in there feeding on the scattered layer of stuff at 1,000 feet down or 1,200 feet down. And that swordfish, you want to figure out where that scattered layer is, and you want to get your bait. If you have two baits, you'll have one on the top of the layer of the scatter and one just underneath the scatter so that it's predominant out of the scatter itself. It's not in the middle of the scatter, but it's presenting itself above and below it, and then that fish is swimming around in the scatter, and then all of a sudden it sees your big squid there, and it just inhales it.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it's pretty cool that they cracked the code, and, you know, they were catching them
and
yesterday.
And close, right?
Yeah, and they're catching them in the canyons up and down the beach here. They don't have to go out very far, or they're out at Catalina or Clemente, but most of the fish are being caught on the inner zone, not inside of nine miles.
Like drop-offs, like a nine-mile bank down here and stuff like that.
It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, and how long will that go on, Dave?
Well, what as Todd Manser was saying, the only month he didn't get a fish when they were harpooning them was January. So, I don't know. That fish probably here in January, but it's down deep.
They
don't see it on the surface.
Yeah,
it
could be a year-round deal.
Yep.
And that's what's crazy is, you know, like I talked to the guys that have, you know, had 3-4 bites in a day and, you know, didn't hook one. Next day, another 5 bites, they hooked one and got it almost up and pulled the hook. And third day, you know, they had 5 more bites and hooked one and got it up, right? But here's the deal. It's like, how many are you seeing on the surface? And none. We don't see any on the surface.
Yeah.
And that the fish that are floating on the top that the harpooners were getting for years, that's just a very small percentage. And that's what the guys from the East Coast told us. If you're seeing fish on the surface, then you've got mass volume here. because those when those fish are floating on the top, there's a ton of fish underneath them, and lo and behold, here we are.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's super cool. It's a specialized thing, and it's not for everybody.
Well, no.
Because it's kind of boring.
Yeah, if you got a... If you're like me and you can't sit still, it's really hard. You can't pick up once you put your baits out. You can't pick up your binoculars and look around.
No,
because then
you're
not
seeing anything.
Well, if you do find something, then you got to wind all your baits up,
which takes like 10 minutes.
And yeah. So you just have to put the binoculars down, turn on some good music,
yep.
Have a glass of wine or a soda, and just relax and know that you're in it. And usually, you got to fish the tide. This stuff's on the tide. So
well, why is that? It's on the tide.
Just
like
for some
before
reason.
Before and after?
Yeah, when the tide goes slack. And that's when, like in all the billfish tournaments, you'll see, you'll listen to the radio all day and you won't hear anything going on. Or you might see one or two hookups. And then when that tide, that hour of the tide, and when I mean tide, it's when the tide goes slack. When it's not going up and it's not going down, it's when it stops moving. Everything seems to float. That's when the bait gets more active because there's not that tidal movement. So they start to feed on the plankton. Once they start feeding on the plankton, then the bigger fish start feeding on them. And then wham, the billfish feed on them. So when that tide goes, the hour before it stops moving, the hour after, and during the non-movement, that seems to be when that fish bites. And most of these guys that fish this swordfish commercially will tell you, if you're going to go out on your boat and do it, you want to go... So you're not killing yourself staring at your rod all day. Go fish for 3 hours. And then if you don't get a bite, go home and do it again the next day.
Or go catch some rockfish or something.
Or do something
like
and then wait for the afternoon tide. If you can get two tides in a day, it doesn't always happen because it's dark. But if it happens and you can get two tides in a day, fish those two tides and then go do your thing. Go cruise around and burn a bunch of fuel and chase a bunch of tuna and then go back to swordfish fishing.
Right, yeah. What a cool deal. Now, what about lobster? Lobster's been happening, right?
Yeah, in Long Beach Harbor, it's my area. That's where we've done most of our lobster harvesting over the years. It loves to crawl when it rains.
Why?
Because lobsters hate fresh water. So the soon as you get that flow of fresh water going into Long Beach, L.A. Harbor, they start to move. It flushes them out of their holes or it flushes them out of any structure that they're in the middle of the harbor. And that harbor's massive, and those things are walking around out there in 60, 70 feet of water, and they're just cruising around. No one really knows where the lobsters are. And then the minute it starts to flow that fresh water all through the harbor, they really start to get very active. And when they're active, what are they doing? They're burning calories. When they're burning calories, what do they got to do? They got to eat. So that's when they're going to your hoop nets to get, because they think they can eat there. And that's when you get the better crawls. And I always say it's going to be better when it rains. I know that a lot of everybody has an opinion, and that's fine. I have found, taking people fishing for a living for the last 30 years, that it's better when it rains. If you can schedule your time to go, right now would be the best time. Whenever we have a lot of rain, then the next 4 or 5 days, when the water's real dirty and it's full of a lot of fresh water, they have a bigger tendency to move. First of all, because it's dirty, so they feel safe. Because you got to remember, everything wants to eat a lobster.
Yeah.
You want to eat one. Corey wants to eat one. I want to eat one. Sea lion wants to eat them. Moray eel wants to eat them. Octopus wants to eat them. Black sea bass. Everything in the ocean wants to eat a lobster. So they don't feel very happy when the water's real clean. They're not confident coming out and cruising. But when it gets filthy, that's when they're moving.
What about Catalina? Does the freshwater affect Catalina?
Well, you know, most of the people are fishing deeper out there in that deeper zone, so
which
I don't think it has a lot to do with anything. It's all about just getting your stuff down to where they are.
Yeah.
That intertidal zone at Catalina, that area that I like to fish, it's going to have a lot to do with rain because of the clarity of the water. In that inner zone where I fish, 25, 30 feet of water, as soon as the water gets dirty and there's a big surge, if there's a swell, which usually is accompanied by the rain, then you have more movement in the shallows, and then you got more crawl.
And what you're describing about the harbors, the L.A. Harbor, Long Beach, like you do, I mean, Oxnard, Ventura to Marina Del Rey.
Dana Point,
San Diego.
Although you guys have such a phenomenal fishery down here
incredible. Anyway.
Yes. It doesn't really matter because your harbor's got so much. The thing about San Diego Harbor, the reason I believe it fishes so good is because it has that massive tidal movement. Like, we
like
don't have
now,
it
when we have, like,
so,
a blue moon, it's big.
Because it's so big. But it's such a large body of water moving in and out every day,
you're,
right?
You're right, but I think a lot of it, too, has to do with military. And you look at like the sub base and the ammo pier and all these areas, even in the back bay, excuse me, that are all military. It's all protected.
That so you can't even get in there.
Yeah, you can't even get in there. So it's just harboring them, right?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And then
yeah.
it gets overpopulated, and some have to go out and cruise around, and
exactly.
they walk right into your
hoop.
Yeah. So, Corey, you used to do a lot of hooping in San Diego Bay. Did you find after the rain it was a little better?
Or? Yeah, it's good for sure, but I think Dave hit something on the head that, to me, was more important, was the, right now we've got 7 to 9 feet of surf, and that surf.
Ooh, yeah, that surf,
creates,
huh?
That
you know,
surge in
oh
your harbor.
Man, I mean, it's just that's where I start to get itchy, you know,
because that's when you want to go throw some.
It's really creating the dirtier water, and Dave hit that on the head.
Yeah,
that since they were little crawdads, they got eaten if they were out in cleaner water.
Yeah.
And by the time they were, you know, half pints, they learned if they made it to half pint, then
it was because they protected themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So the dirty water. Yep.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. You know, Captain Dave, we haven't even touched on rockfish fishing, which is kind of the season of that.
Oh, yeah.
All the tuna fishing that you did this summer and
all lucky.
The stuff that you do, you report to Fish Dope, sea bass, and yellowtail. So much to talk about.
A lot. And we've got our hard hats on. We're ready for Dave.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
We've got a fun 2 hours and. If you want to join in, there is 2 open lines right now. You can get right in at 833-288-0973. 3 prizes today, man. We've got
3 prizes.
I know, right?
Yes.
We've got a couple good ones. Your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, his website, okay? 2 subscriptions, 2 different individuals.
Full year, right?
Yes.
Full year
yes,
subscription.
Full year.
Each one of those is going to get a Bill Varney calendar. Brand new. They're in the tackle shops.
Along with the subscription?
Exactly.
Wow.
What a cool
there you
deal,
go.
Right?
Thanks, Bill.
So 2 lucky callers.
Yeah. Exactly. So those are in the shops now. If not, they will be this week. So that and the third one, the grand deal here, is a pair of Maui Jims, man. Who doesn't want a pair of those?
Hey,
a local kind. A dark, transparent green. Maui green.
I love
green.
That new green, that They're Maui green. Green. Holy mackerel.
And the most killer things about these lenses is the thin glass lens, and that's so important. The glass
super lightweight.
Is a super big deal with the polarization.
Yeah.
You know, if you go with plastic, it's nowhere near the same.
No,
so
very
you got to go with the Mauis. One lucky caller is going to get the lucky kind. The Lucky Kind Maui Jims. Give
right.
us a shout at 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Hard hats on. We're ready.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Here's John Ireland. for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad, Tranks, Terramar, Cold Sniper, Torium, Flatfall, and the all-new Speedmaster Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out that perfect gift. Check out saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup app and network and fun times.
Fun time, Captain Dave Hansen. Man, one line open. Oh, wait a minute. They're all full. But as they come open, 833-288-0973. We're giving away a pair of local kind Maui Jim sunglasses, my favorite, with the new super thin glass and the Maui green lens and that great transparent green, light transparent gray. Their styles are so amazing. And then two lucky callers are going to win the Bill Varney 2020 CCA calendar, which Bill did such a great job. They're available in tackle stores all over the place. And a one-year membership to Your Saltwater Guide, where you get access to Captain Dave and all his videos. Let's talk about Your Saltwater Guide for a second. Tell us about the website. I got it. I have it up here in the studio. What's going on?
Okay. So we launched this thing 2 years ago, and it's something no one's ever done before. And it's not Fish Dope. Fish Dope is its own thing, and I do all the reporting over there, too, for Danny and Jason and Ali. And that kind of pinpoints you where the fish are biting at today, and that's not what I do. What my website is it has over 180 how-to videos on there. And it has from the basic how to tie on your hook, how to use your fish finding apparatus, your fedometer, how to park your boat into the dock, how to fly the kite, how to rig the kite. I mean, we think about it. If you do it in Southern California, there's a video on my website of how to do it. And I add a new video every week. And then there's a couple of upgrades for all the stuff on access to the 180 plus videos and all the knowledge and the forums page where you can talk to each other, and all that is available to you guys for $4.99 a month. Wow. That's all. Just $4.99 a month. Now, if you need some spots, if you want to have some spots, some rocks up and down the coast, where to go, San Clemente Island, Catalina, San Diego, L.A., the Horseshoe, anywhere, there is a whole section on spots, and we cover the spots. Like, Pete and I made these spot videos 30 years ago, so we're both sellouts. We sold out a long time ago. We cashed in.
With Danny Jackson.
Yeah, we're both multimillionaires now from selling spots. So, but... You know, Mark Wish made a book on the spots. We did all that stuff. Now I've taken and I digitalized it, and I put it on my website. And for a one-time buy of $20, you can have all the spots. So you never, ever, like I say in all my seminars, you never have to suck at fishing again unless you want to. It's totally up to you. If you don't want to catch anything, then do not spend the $4.99. Go out there and try to figure it out on your own.
Let me ask, is there lobster stuff on there?
Yep, all the spots.
Okay. You got all the spots on there?
Yeah, not all of them, but I have enough that you can go catch lobsters.
Yeah. Stuff like the bait cages. And
I have a whole series, a seven-part series on how to rig from starting out with a piece of string, how to rig your ambush hoop net or whichever hoop net you prefer. I am pro staff with
Promar.
Promar. So yeah, everything I got is
their
Promar.
Their net's great.
Yeah, and it works.
That Ambush
perfect.
XL is.
You don't have to put weights on it. It's all ready to go. Steve,
how about
and I
that
did
heavy
that show
one?
With
the, the heavy one.
Yeah, the
like
XL.
That thing is
the XL. It's pretty insane if you're into deep water fishing. But if you look at my.
There's an XL and there's an XL heavy.
XL heavy.
Yeah. So the heavy is good for deep water, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because we used to have to put chain on them or put weights on them, and now you don't have to do that. But I don't fish deeper than 30 feet of water. If I'm fishing in the harbors, I fish 30 feet of water. If I fish at Catalina, I fish 30 feet of water. Wow. I don't fish at Clemente. Anywhere that guys can fish commercially, I don't go. Because the commercial guys would give everything they own for a chance to throw their traps where we get to throw our hoop nets. The only reason people ever put their hoop nets where the commercial guys go is because they don't have a plan. Now, you just helped me roll into this plan thing. I give a detailed plan every Thursday night. I give a detailed plan on where I take the information that I gather from Fish Dope, Danny and Jason, and I take that and I put together a plan for you so that you can go out on your boat Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and you can go catch stuff, whether it's lobsters, marlin, swordfish, calico bass, white sea bass, bluefin, yellowfin. Because I believe the number one thing missing in Southern California for most recreational fishermen, not guys that fish for a living, I'm not talking to you, I know you know everything, I'm talking to the guys that fish on the weekends that are 99.9% of our clientele. Yours, mine, Corey's, the guys that have a job and have to go out fishing, and they don't really have a plan when they go. And most of the guys are looking, when they get off shore or get off in their boat, they're looking for somewhere to go. And most of them are following other boats all day. Because of my website, you never have to follow anybody. You're going to have a detailed plan to be successful. On Thursdays, I make the plan. I give you a plan for Clemente. I give you a plan for Catalina. I give you a plan for the coast. I give you a plan if you're going to lobster fish. If you're going to lobster fish San Diego, if you're going to lobster fish L.A., all the plans are available to you.
That's a lot of info.
For a one-time buy of $20.
But
$20 whole dollars.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's still more.
Now wait a minute. So $5.99 to subscribe.
$4.99.
$4.99 to subscribe to your saltwater guide. This is an additional deal for $20. Is that per week?
Nope. One time.
One time.
Buy.
And
you get
and
all
you get
the game
week?
Plans every week.
That's pretty
every
cool,
week.
Though. I mean, even if you don't need it, it's kind of cool to read, I'm sure. Even if you're not planning on going.
A lot of people can't read, so that's why I don't write it. I do a video so you can listen
and,
to
and
me.
And the cool thing is, too, Corey, when I wanted to learn how to fly how to rig a balloon and a kite together, I learned it on your saltwater guide
from one
of the videos. And his method, I've seen a lot of guys the way they do it.
Right.
And your deal works.
It's
so great.
Flawless.
With the ribbon and the whole deal, it works.
It works.
Easy. And it's flawless.
Yeah, that's
Thank
pretty
you.
Cool.
It really is good. Hey, speaking of success, I want to throw out a huge, huge thank you to our listeners and all the support for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. Last year on the show when we did the Rollo event where the wind is Rollo's rod, we were selling $100 packages and we had 50 of them. We sold them out before the show was over. Yesterday, we are selling $250 packages that included that Anza knife and 25 tickets to the Grand Raffle, which has 30 different prizes in it, and your chance to win not only Rollo's reel, but also your choice of any 10-day long-range trip or better on any boat that you want. Your choice. Well, guess what? We sold almost 80 packages yesterday.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Out of 100.
So there's a few left.
Yeah,
there's 100.
So there was... Well, 99, because we gave one away.
Right.
But so there's a few left. So if you want the one-of-a-kind Anza fillet knife.
Which is so cool. It comes in a sheath. And the whole
deal. With the Rollo logo on it and stuff. One-of-a-kind. And 25 rack grand raffle tickets that you can win. All these amazing prizes. And the chance to win history. Rollo's International Reel, all blueprinted by Cal Sheets. And your choice of any... 10-day or better long, like a $4,000 trip.
That's crazy. Like,
there's one going to be one winner on that.
The reel had such a cool story. You know, it was Tim Ekstrom and Brian Kiyohara and Rollo that were all buddies and working under Frank. And on the RP and Brian Kihar still had the reel. He had the reel and forfeited, gave it to the organization.
Toronto,
so cool. So coming from Brian Kihar's hand. I mean, it's just,
and then into Cal Sheets' hands to dial it up.
The whole story
So if you want to grab one of those last remaining packages here, 858-350-5870, extension 107, or you can go to you can send an email and say, I want one package, two package, three packages, win@rollokids.org, win@rollokids.org. Just leave your name and phone number, and then they'll call you and get the order. So just leave a message with your phone number twice, or when you send the email, just give them your phone number. And I might add, too, that you can go to rollokids.org, and all that information's right there if you didn't have time to write down the phone number,
if
you're driving or whatever.
Even if you're thinking about it, don't hesitate, because the calls are going to be returned in the order received.
Yeah, and with less than 20 packages left, you better jump.
They're going to go. Yeah,
they're going to go quickly.
So neat.
Well, speaking of going, we better go into those phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Captain Dave.
They do. Let's talk to Mo. Mo, calling from Vista. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Mo.
Good morning, guys. I'm just, I was wondering, Dave, you were saying something about you don't like to fish San Clemente.
Right.
You don't. Because we were going to try to chase the tuna, the bluefin out there, then we were going to go lobster that evening.
Okay.
So you wouldn't recommend really lobster fish out there?
Well, you know, if you're going to be there, then there's no reason to not throw your hoop nets in the water because you're already there. But the thing about Clemente is it's been commercially fished for so, so long that if it's your time to go hoop netting, I wouldn't go there. I would go to the front side of Catalina, which has never been commercially fished. That's the difference. If the commercial guys can fish there, then there's a pretty good chance that they're going to scarf up all the legal lobsters, because that's what they do for a living, and they got it pretty figured out. And if you are going to fish where they're fishing, you want to try to figure out the depth they're fishing in, because if all their stuff's out in deep water, there's a reason for that, because they fish for a living. But if you have an opportunity to go hoop netting, and that's what you're focused on is hoop netting, never go where the commercial guys are allowed to fish. There's just no reason. Like I said, they would give probably one of their children to throw one of their commercial traps inside of San Diego Harbor on the front side of Catalina.
You think?
But you don't want to. But you're at Clemente already because you're over there looking for that bluefin. So I'd get into Pyramid Cove at night, and I'd throw a handful, couple of them in the water, maybe tie them off to the sides of the boat, put some extra rope on it so you don't get them pulled around with the swing, and then pull them up, and if you got lucky enough to get a legal one in there, there's your dinner tonight.
Here's the crazy thing about San Clemente Island. I've hooped there before.
Millions of shorts. Isn't that amazing?
It's the land of the shorts. They must all migrate there. And there's theories about that
and
they have these
billions of them.
These massive migrations of lobsters across oceans. They travel
like
across
ants.
Oceans. Yeah, like
they
ants.
They look like ants
all
on
over
trail.
The place. And they'll cross these oceans and go here and there and everywhere. And it seems San Clemente seems to be the focal point where they all grow up. So I was over there with Greg Stotesbury, Dave Pfeiffer, and Zane when he was still with us, Zane Stotesbury. And we were pulling up these hoops, and literally they're shaking. I mean,
like
they're
50
they're
of
just,
them in there.
No, 100.
100.
I mean,
uh-huh.
Just like just shaking with lobster, and not one legal.
And they're all
crazy. Not one legal.
Yeah, here's the side story to that is it's the only place I've caught calico bass, and almost every time, like every other time I've been there, a 5 to 7 pound calico
throws up a lobster tail.
No, with lobster antenna hanging 8 inches
out
of the mouth.
Kidding.
Yes, it's the
really?
Only place. Seriously,
yeah.
Wow.
Where they've eaten one that's like a pound, 1 pound lobster.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah.
Big old calico.
Big,
really how mean
with
they
a big
are.
Lobster.
Yeah, but Mo, your chances you'll catch some legals. There are legals there, obviously, because they commercially fish it. But yeah, you'll catch if you want to show somebody hooping fun.
You want to catch
a lot of lobster.
There's going to be a lot of red in those hoops.
Yeah, a lot of red in those hoops. But it's fun. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Absolutely. And
looks
and you're
like
there
the Navy's
already.
Not very active this holiday season.
Right.
I was looking at the Navy schedule. I was thinking, wow, it'd be fun to do.
And if there's some bluefin left back.
And some great rockfish spots all around.
Can you imagine
there?
How big those bluefin are now back there?
Oh, my gosh.
There's some 400 swimming around.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, good luck. Thanks a lot. Give us a report, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does for free up, 833-288-0973. You know, we talked about Anza Knives and Don and Heidi and the Grang. They're in Phoenix. If you're listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app and you're in Phoenix, they're at the Phoenix Gun Show today. So go by, say hi to Don and Heidi and the Anza crew at the Phoenix Gun Show at the Arizona Fairgrounds. They'll be in Del Mar next weekend at the Del Mar Gun Show, the 14th and the 15th. So go see the people at Anza this weekend in Arizona, next weekend in Del Mar, and go check out their incredible display of Anza knives.
All made in the USA?
All made right here in the USA, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones,
Corey. Let's talk to Doug. Doug calling from Montebello. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up something I haven't brought up in a long time. What about the MLPA? Is that thing going to ever get flipped over or abolished?
I got this.
Okay.
Okay, so we went to all the meetings. My father's super, super political
Who's your dad, by the way?
A guy named Don Hanson. He's just getting started
like
in
the pioneer.
Business. Yeah,
the guy
just,
that Frank Lopresi was talking about working for
he
San Clemente Pier.
Exactly,
yeah,
that guy.
When he was a little kid. Yeah.
Uh-huh, that's Pop. So we went to the meetings. And we listened to everything. And as far as opening up the MLPAs again, as far as we were told, and, you know, this is what they told us. This came out of their mouths. It was set up for structure. And as long as the structure is still there, the MLPs will still be there. If those rocks and those kelp beds leave one day, then they'll open them up again. But as long as those kelp beds are there and as long as those rocks are located in the MLPs, they're going to always be MLPs. So
they always want to expand them.
Right.
And the enviros are still active and trying
to not gonna
make
them
bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what we're still fighting for through CCA and other organizations is just keep them the way they are. Chances are, like Dave says, of them ever opening again, pretty
slow. They told us they're not going to, but...
Yeah.
Then you go back to what you were just talking about, CCA. Listen, if you guys are out there and you're listening to the show and you're thinking, man, I can't believe all this is happening. If you're not a part of the CCA, then you really shouldn't even be complaining because you're doing nothing to help.
Yeah.
And if you don't have people
just
that complain and don't do anything, that's just part of the problem. Just become
be a
member.
Part of the movement.
What could it hurt?
Yeah.
It might help. You never know.
Oh, it
but
helps.
Yeah, exactly.
We've proven
we know that.
Look
but
at
I'm
the new,
the
most recent victory, which I'm sure you're aware of, is the long line deal. And
right.
CCA was heavily involved in that to keep these long lines offshore out, you know, to keep them from increasing those number of long lines. And CCA was a vital part
of that.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It's given us a voice.
Talk about swordfish?
It's given
Holy
us
mackerel.
A voice.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 833-288-0973. Speaking of swordfish, front page of Western Outdoor News this week, beautiful swordfish. I mean, there's lots of pictures like this of people, fish of a lifetime, hoping that someday maybe I'll have that a picture
crazy.
Like that, right?
We will.
And this is what's happening around Southern California is swordfish. There's a good article in there along with calico bass, bluefin tuna, and a lot of freshwater, a lot of Sierra stuff, and more. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Pick it up.
That's good times, for
sure. Yeah, indeed. You know, the other thing, too, is they make a great gift, holiday gift. You can subscribe on the back page of the paper. Subscribe and give a gift of Western Outdoor
That's
News.
A good one,
yeah,
for sure.
Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. Yeah, let's talk to Eric. Eric calling from Valley Center this morning. Eric, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Great.
Well, I got a question for you about the lobster. And is there boats you can charter, or how would a person like me get out there that doesn't have a clue about what's going on?
You're in Valley Center,
so right?
You come
so
into Oceanside or San Diego.
They got open party trips going every night out of San Diego.
Yep.
I know the Taft brothers are running trips out of H&M.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go out of there if you want to go up to Long Beach. I know Ryan's up there on the Gale Force and the Triton, they're running every night up there. There's plenty of places to go to buy a ticket and go hooping.
Ultimate, though, is to go with Brandon Hayward and Wes and go over to Catalina. Do a day and a half charter with Captain Brandon. He does some open party trips. And Brandon will take you over there and fish Catalina. I've done it with him. It's a lot of fun.
The success rate is pretty high.
Yeah. So that would be something. If you want to just do a night trip, like the open party deal, I don't know what they charge. It's not that expensive. But if you want to do the ultimate deal, go with Brandon.
And I think what's important to keep in mind, too, Eric, is like on the open party trip, they might have 10 or anglers or whatever it might be, but you're only allowed 10 hoop nets for any.
So you get one.
Yes, exactly. For any individual boat, they're only allowed 10. So if you go with Brandon Hayward and four people, your law of averages is figured out right there.
Fishing 10. And
yes, exactly.
You get your share.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Plus, you know, if you have a good score and you're early, you can take a lobster in and go have them cook it up at the lobster trap in Avalon.
Man,
that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, do that, and if you need to get a hold of Brandon, just Google him, Brandon Hayward, and you'll be able to find him. Yeah, bitesportfishing.com. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's talk to Tim. Tim calling from Bonita. Welcome to the show this morning, Tim.
Morning. Dave.
Yes.
I got one question for you and then a statement. When you're going around an island and you're looking for the right current, if there's no kelp, what's the easiest way to tell which way the current's going?
That's a tricky question because this time of year, it's kind of easy because you got lobster traps everywhere. So you can look at the lobster trap and see the current. But if not, 90% of the time, we really don't know if the current's going. And you'll see a sport boat go into a spot and do a couple circles, and then he's out of there, and people are going, all we want to do is fish. No, you don't. You want to catch. And so when we go in there and do a couple circles, you can kind of see when you did the circles, if the circle's moving up or down the island, you'll know if there's current, if the circle doesn't move. But if you're on your own private boat, you're going to have to drop the anchor to find out if there's current. I do it all the time with my clients. I'm on a different boat every day. And the only way, if there's no kelp and there's no buoys, is we have to drop the anchor and find out if there's any current. And then if there's no current, then we're pulling the anchor and we're going to another spot. It might take a couple extra minutes out of your busy day to drop the anchor. But you have to drop the anchor in Southern California to catch fish. I know it sucks, but it's the way. Unless you're Corey and you're just chucking plastics on the edges of rocks and you're covering a bunch of ground. But most of us on our private boats are fishing with bait. And we're trying to increase the prey density level in the water to start to get the fish active to eat. That's what the current's about. If 90% of the time when Corey and Jimmy Decker and those guys are chucking plastics on the edges of kelp, yes, they need current. But if they're chucking plastics onto the boiler rocks, they need that tidal surge. It's not so much a current thing. So they're not really worried so much about the current, where we with bait, it's the only thing that matters. If there's no current, we're not getting bit. We could catch 500 yellowtail at the spot yesterday. We can go there tomorrow morning, and there's no current there, we won't catch anything.
And I think something, too, Dave, is you might see the current going down and in, but a quarter mile away it could be completely different. So it's because you see it in point A doesn't mean in point B and C that it's going to be identical.
Right. And
it can be that different that close.
And a quarter mile easily.
Quarter mile. If someone tells you they know what causes current, you need to get as far away from them as you can because they are lying. Because none of us know what causes
current.
Well,
does tide cause current?
No, it's two different
things. Two completely
different
things. Tide
and current.
Is there any relationship to tide and current?
No. I haven't ever seen it. Yeah. Have you?
No, not necessarily. Maybe, you know.
Tides can cause current.
On the full of the moon, because, you know, fishing around San Diego Bay or Mission Bay or whatever, you might have additional current, you know, funneling out of the bay or something.
Yeah, but that's tide.
But, yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
When you're offshore or even inshore, right, it's the tide is not affecting that current.
No. And like Corey said, you can be at White Rock, and you can go 2 miles east of White Rock to Persane Rock, and there's no current at White Rock, and you go to Persane, and the current is smoking uphill at a knot or knot and a half of current. And then that's only 2 miles apart, and there's no current 2 miles from there.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest
thing
you've ever seen in your life, and it doesn't make any sense. So you have to go spot to spot to spot until you find the current, and you got to drop the anchor to see if there's current.
Yeah.
That's hopefully I answered your question.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Thank you very much, Tim. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We have our hard hats on, and we're ready for Dave Hansen. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano. And, of course, when we're talking this time of season, I know Corey gets lit up about calico bass. There's just one reel you need to have on your rod. What is it?
Tranks 300, man. That's yeah. That's my moneymaker. Yep.
Yeah. Freshwater or saltwater, right?
Well, for the freshwater, the 200 is perfect.
200 is awesome.
300 for the deep cranking.
Yeah.
Man, it's buttery smooth and the follow through, the cranking power, and the drag system.
And here's the cool thing about Tranks is they have now four different kinds, all the way up to the 500. Where if you're throwing surface iron for yellowtail or calico bass, you throw down the lanes, the Tranks 500. There's nothing like it for surface iron.
I know Jeff Mariani. That's his dream reel. He wishes Cal could put that into a left-hander.
Yeah. No, if you haven't used Tranks, you're missing out. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer. What a great gift for your angler, too. The Tranks 500, 400, 300, or 200. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in studio.
Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guides, right here.
Nothing but good time.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hey, we've got the catch report up, and the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing, our good friend Sean. Take care of you when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Not only now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase your fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, and smoked cheeses at their famous Liberty Station location, or you can order it online at fishmansprocessing.com. You can also get their spices and rubs now at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and I couldn't think of anything better for a Christmas gift. And
holy mackerel. A whole set of spices and rubs on Anza fillet knives.
Yeah, the Anza fillet knives down there, too, the Fish Pro Series.
Yeah. Perfect. Head over to Fisherman's Processing. Go Christmas shopping.
That's a good one.
Hey, and we're going to start it off. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning,
David.
Good
morning, Brian.
What's going on?
Oh, you hanging out?
Having a good time, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. With Dave in here? You kidding?
Yeah, right on. Well, hey, this week up here for us, you know, more of the same. A couple days at the dock with the weather, but the days that we did get boats out and away from the dock, it was gorgeous. We had some real good fishing. Starting off with our three-quarter day stuff, we've been working our way down the coast there. pretty much right now exclusively on the rockfish scene. It's been very good the last couple weeks, so it's hard to deviate from that. The quality has definitely been there too, with some very solid 10 fish limits for a lot of anglers on a lot of the trips here. I'd say the double dropper loops with the live sardine fish the best this week. Our bait is beautiful. It's like 4-inch sardine right now.
Ooh,
so it's perfect
nice.
For the rockfish. So some nice fish on the deep water jigs too as well. So good mix there. But the current was up a few days down there. So come prepared with a good assortment of torpedo sinkers. I'd say anything from like a 10-ounce to a 16-ounce should have you covered for what we're doing down there in that like 40 to 50 fathom of water. So come prepared with that heavy sinker. The half-day fishing was good this week as well. You know, we've been working in on some of the shallow, hard bottom spots this last week, like shallow, I'm talking like 2 to 4 fathom in tight, some real quality calico bass and sand bass, but the sheephead action in there has been great. Nice, solid fish in there. The best baits have been the whole shrimp and the clam, believe it or not, that exotic bait in there on that short water has been very good. So if you're half-day fishing with us, or really anywhere on the coast right now that's fishing the coast, a pound of whole shrimp can really be the difference maker on catching some of that stuff on the inside.
That's crazy, Brian.
Wow.
Even for the calico bass, though, they're not responding to the chum at all in shallow?
I mean, yeah, we're catching plenty on the live bait, too. But for whatever reason, I think it's, you know, we're in there where all the lobster gear is, and those guys are constantly pulling their stuff and shaking the bait out of their traps and stuff like that. And those fish are just in on that small stuff coming out of those little cups of bait, so that stuff's just been, it's been the difference maker for us, and I'm sure if it's working here, it'll work anywhere. So no real news to report on our halibut derby. Stuff's still the same there with those fish at the on the leaderboard. The Kalani is out today. We got a boat full of eager halibut derby people, so hopefully we see a few fish for their efforts as well. So that's what we got. We got some good weather this next week, so we're looking forward to that. And also, I just want to remind everybody that kids fish free in December with a paid adult. So adult pays full fare, kid comes for free on a half day or a 3/4 day trip for the whole month of December. And also, just anyone coming solo, any of your listeners can use our discount code of DEC25. So December 25, that will save you 25% on a local half or 3/4 day trip.
What a great deal, right?
Really?
Front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, just click on that Dana War Sport Fishing banner, enter that code DEC25, half and 3/4, 25, and kids fish free.
Yeah, you can't beat it, man. You can't beat it. We had Chuck yesterday call in, one of the callers here, Brian, just saying what a cool deal that is, and he's taken advantage of it before, and really a cool deal what you do.
But it's been awesome. You know, we had some kids out with their parents yesterday, and, you know, seeing some smiles on their faces with some of these nice calico bass, sand bass, and some of those bigger sheephead, it was kind of cool to see. So call the landing here, 949-496-5794. We'll take care of you. Thank you fishing this week.
There it is.
Yeah, good times, Brian.
Thanks a lot for that. We appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks, and good luck down in Cabo, Dave. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. And for now, that wraps up our catch report. We'll see if Gundy Gunderson's available.
I can't wait.
On.
I know.
Yeah.
I love the surf report.
Yeah.
But for now, that was sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full daily Mexican and California fishing licenses, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full line of the freshwater tackle, live bait, everything you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the launch ramp at Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle's at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com.
Hey, I want to also add that to mark your calendars for Sunday, January 19th. They're going to be doing the big Bay Bass Seminar Series, which, Corey, you'll be a part of that. Yeah,
yes.
We'll be doing a live broadcast there at Dana Landing right there in Mission Bay, right on the water side there. And so that's Sunday, January 19th.
Huge.
The big pre-Bay Bass. Huge sale,
huge
right?
Day. Huge sale.
Yeah.
They always put stuff on, and it always draws 150 people or more.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge draw. The sale only goes to like 1 o'clock, so it's like that, you know, 7 a.m. to done by noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
I
love it. It's going to be a good time. So that's Sunday, January 19th.
I always say if Steve and John are involved, it's going
to
be good.
It's going to be good, for sure. Speaking of good, let's talk to Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Good morning, Gundy.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Great. What's going on in the surf?
Well, I'm kind of like the Maytag repairman, you know what I mean? With all the weather, it's been a little bit difficult, you know, but we got a few nuggets here and there. You know, we'll start with probably the two best things, you know, going has been the perch bite has been improving, and then the guys were scratching at some halibut before the weather. You know, lots of tough conditions, the wind, swell, rain, runoff, you know, the water temps drops. I mean, that's standard for this time of year. The sand crabs have largely disappeared, and with it, the corbina, not too many corbina sightings. The best bets, like I said, have been the barred perch bite and then the halibut bite. The perch bite's been pretty resilient, you know. You got to find that cleaner water on those open beaches. A few catches were reported off Oxnard, Ventura, I think below Magoo. I also had a good report from Imperial Beach, and that's not an area we really talk about much, but one of the shop regulars there, Pacific Coast, posted a limit that's 10 barred perch there to a pound and a half on the Gulf 2-inch sandworms. The bloody color, I think he was fishing, but that's a neat stretch down there. Doesn't get fished much and can be really good fishing. Too much runoff and swell kind of for the halibut bite. As the water cleans up though, you know, you want to focus on those river mouths and on the lagoons, because you'll have runoff. As the runoff lightens up, that runoff becomes a source for the bait that comes in, and it dirties the water. There's some feed in it. And you'll start seeing the bait kind of hang around those lagoon mouths, and with it, the halibut. So looking forward, you know, I think there was some nice trenches and ditches formed. And, you know, when that bait moves in, that halibut moves in. So, you know, I like to key on the bait this time of year when you're looking for halibut. But that's about it. You know, I'm mostly looking forward here. I got a little piece I'm working on for the Western Outdoor News on fishing winter halibut and using spoons and drop shot and some little more finesse approaches or fishing in bait concentrations. And then I think I'll be reporting on your long-range trip. Pete, don't you got a Let's Talk Cook Up long-range trip?
We'll yeah, we do. Ricky's on it right now on the Royal Polaris. He's on a seven-day Guadalupe trip on the Royal Polaris, so that you get hot information from Ricky when he gets back next Saturday.
Yeah, that island's been good lately.
Oh, so, boy, a lot of big fish.
We're speaking about that tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Ah, cool. Right, well, thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
All right, thanks a lot. That was awesome stuff. We're going to have more awesome stuff. We come back and Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup App the Network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therez rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therez is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names, And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.